And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Maida, chapter number 5, verse number 32. Man qatala nafsan bighayri nafs aw fasadin fil ard fakannama qatala an-nasa jami'a wa man ahyaaha fakannama ahya an-nasa jami'a. Anyone who kills any human being, unless it be for murder or for spreading corruption in the land, it is as if he has killed the entire humanity. And if anyone saves any human being, it is as if he has saved the entire humanity. I am not aware of any religious scripture, whether it be the Bhagavad Gita, whether it be the Ramayan, whether it be the Mahabharat, whether it be the Bible, which says that if anyone kills any human being, it is as if he has killed the whole of humanity. Or which says that if anyone saves any human being, it is as if he has saved the whole of humanity. So the media, it picks up verses of the glorious Quran and quotes it out of context. And it neglects the other verses. And the media portrays as if Muslims kill maximum number of human beings. Today, if you analyze, the person who has killed the maximum number of human beings, who is it? Can you guess? It's Hitler. He has incinerated 6 million Jews. History tells us that he has killed 6 million Jews. Was he a Muslim? He was a Christian. Whether it be 6 million, whether it be 600,000, or whether it be 60,000, it is dramatic enough. The media says that you go to the madrasa and they teach you how to kill. If you analyze the maximum killers in the world, most of them, they went to modern universities. But you can't blame the modern universities for that. But they blame the madrasas. They say that you go to the madrasa and they teach you how to kill. So this is the strategy of the media. And coming back to the verse of Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, verse number 5. And one of the critics of Islam, by the name of Arun Shuri, he writes in his book, The World of Fatwas. And he quotes Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, verse number 5. That wherever you find a kafir, into bracket he puts Hindu, non-Muslim, you kill them. And after quoting Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, verse number 5, he directly jumps to Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, verse number 7. Why? Because verse number 6 has a reply to his sickness. Any intelligent person will realize that there's something in verse number 6 that has a medicine to his sickness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, verse number 6, وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. That if the non-Muslims, if the mushriks, they seek asylum, don't just grant it to them, escort them to a place of security. During a battle, the most generous army general, the maximum he can do is give the enemies freedom. But the glorious Quran does not stop here. It says that besides granting them freedom, escort them to a place of security. And whenever the glorious Quran talks about war, invariably after that, it says that peace is better. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Anfal, chapter number 8, verse number 16, it talks about war. And immediately after that, it says that peace is better. So wherever the glorious Quran talks about war, immediately after that, it says that peace is better. So this is the second strategy used by the media. That they pick up verses of the glorious Quran and they quote it out of context. They pick up a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they quote it out of context.